Don't make just my. Evening, everyone. Jakivi, welcome. To this is the beginning of our third week of Chanchi. Đây là chào quý vị. Tối nay là bắt đầu cái tuần thứ ba của thiền thất thứ bảy, thứ bảy tuần này. So we have 5 more weeks to go. Còn 5 tuần nữa. Cha dỗ à. Chinese say cha dỗ à. Courage. Don't give up. We also like to welcome our new friends from very far away. They just arrived tonight. Tối nay cũng xin hoan nghênh có những người bạn mới tới từ xa. There's Miguel and his gang from Lisbon, right? How was your flight?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, English okay?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right. So you look fresh. You don't look tired at all. That's impressive. How long is the flight? Is that 9-10 hours?
10 hours.
Okay. All right. So you bay 10 giờ mới tới đây được. And you practice together. I heard you do chant together. You meditation together and martial arts and everything, right? No.
No
martial arts. Just meditation. Ah. So cool. Okay. And how does it work? You get together once a week? Or?
We used to like meet up in the park. Uh-huh. But now it's with the school.
Right.
So
outside.
We just got together a couple of times before we came to get
prepared. I see. How do you prepare for coming here?
Well, we just try to do as much as we can.
I see. How long can you sit? A record?
Yeah,
oh, it's a lot easier here, don't worry. You make an hour there, over here is a lot easier.
Họ ngồi bên bên Bồ Đào Nha, họ ngồi được một tiếng đồng hồ rồi.
So, well, anyway, we welcome you. I'm glad you're here. And whatever we can do to make you stay comfortable, let us know. For most of you, it's like your first time. So the first time is kind of tough. It's pain treatment. So you're in for quite a bit of physical discomfort, shall we put it.
Nhắc mấy người mới tới đó, họ tới như vậy là rất rất là rất là khổ nhọc.
And but it's very good for you.
Rất rất là tốt.
In fact, it's funny how things work out.
Thì ra cái chuyện nó cũng tức cười.
Yesterday we went to another Korean Chan temple.
Ngày hôm qua chúng tôi tới viếng thăm một cái chùa thiền about 2 hours from here, hour and a half from here in the mountains,
founded by a enlightened Korean monk who passed away already.
Cái chùa này được thành lập bởi một cái vị thiền sư người Đà Hàn đã qua đời rồi.
And it's really hasn't not much going on, but we got to meet with the abbot of the temple.
Nhưng tôi hiện bây giờ cái chùa đó không có gì hết á, nhưng đều không có gì hoạt động gì hết á. Chỉ có một cái ông phương trưởng ông lo mở cửa nên nọ thôi.
And we got, so we have the chance to talk to them. There's like 16 of us, 14 of us, plus two of his followers.
Có 14 người trên 4 chiếc xe lái tới. Rồi có hai người học trò ông ở đó nữa.
And we got to talk to him and we found out that he was 45 years old, 45 tuổi. And he decided to become a monk and follow his master in Korea.
ông xuất gia from 1990. And then so he received training from them in Korea. And then he went to Myanmar, rồi ông qua bên Miến Điện đó, for 6 years and stayed and received training in Po Ok. Anyone heard of Po Ok? Have you heard of Po Ok? You into meditation, it's pretty famous. Go on the internet and type Po Ok, P-O-A-U-K, and you find a website right away, and it's real popular because they have a huge property and real popular with Westerners. Thì cái chùa đó, thiền viện rất là nổi tiếng bên Miến Điện, tại vì họ rất là rộng lớn. For example, he said that at all times, usually between 600 to 800 people, meditators practicing there full time. Thì thường thường, did you find it? No. So mỗi lần thường thường cái chỗ đó nó có từ 600 to 800 người tu thường trực. And so they have 8 senior teachers, có 8 cái vị thiền sư. And 2 of them can speak very fluent English. Hai người trong vị thiền sư đó, thầy dạy đó, là nói tiếng Anh rất là lưu loát. So you get to have to receive help at every single day. Thành tới thiền nó không có vấn đề gì, đều có thể được giúp đỡ hết. You get all your questions resolved, hopefully. And so this gentleman here, this monk here, trained there for 6 years. Okay, then ông đã tu đó 6 năm trời. And after 6 years, we talked to him and we asked him about the meditation and all everything else. Then nói nói chuyện về thiền. And the first thing we ask him is, what is meditation? Right? Isn't that right? Is that one of the first questions we ask you? Anyone remembers? I know, I'm going to ask you. We ask, what is meditation? What is chan? Yeah, what is chan? And what did he answer? Does anyone remember? No. His answer is that meditation or chan is to learn where to put your mind, where your mind is. Okay, ông trả lời á, thiền á là mình học biết cái cách để cái tâm mình nó ở đâu. Where the mind is, say it's whatever. Okay. And you agree, disagree? Those you experienced meditators, please teach me. Please share with me. Now we have a gentleman here who's from the Taiwanese tradition, Fa Gu Si, right? Bosco is from the Taiwanese tradition where the Dharma drum, very famous in Taiwan, very, very big, right? It's one of the main meditation places in Taiwan. They have many, many branches, very, very wealthy, very, very many followers. So we have a nice cross-section of people here understand about meditation. So I ask you, what do you think of this gentleman here? And let me influence you. Thầy trả lời, trước khi thầy quý vị trả lời, thầy muốn cho quý vị biết hơn một tí nữa. This man here, after practicing there for 6 years, he made it to first stage Arhat. Thì ông này ông tu đó 6 năm trời, nó khi vị biết ông tới được sơ quả A-la-hán, which is remarkable at the age of 45, that is remarkable. Mới 45 tuổi mình mà đắc được sơ quả A-la-hán là chuyện rất là giỏi. First stage A-la-hán is between 8th samadhi and 9th samadhi. Let me put it that way for you. Sơ quả A-la-hán là giữa bát định cho tới cửu định. Anyone in 8th level samadhi yet? And as far as you know, có ai biết mình tới được bát định chưa? Raise your hands, please. Xin xin nhé. Yo, rắn ghế này phá nhi mà. Xin xin. Anyone made 8th level samadhi as far as you know? Please raise your hands. No? Well, he is between 8 and 9. That's how advanced he is. Okay. Nên muốn hỏi cái vị ai đã đạt được bát định chưa thì cho thầy biết. Thì ông này là đạt từ bát định cho tới cửu định. So he said,
Meditation is you learn to know where your mind is, where to put your mind. Ông trả lời, thiền là mình học cách để mà cái tâm mình ở đâu. What do you think? No? Disagree? Why? Our sutra says no. Còn này con đồng ý của nó tại vì cái tâm kinh nói là không có. There's no mind. There's no mind whatsoever. Why do you need to find out where to put it? Hello. Yeah, there's no mind. I'm give up. Yeah, there you go. That's the process. Absolutely, you are right. But to say that, you know, to say that meditation is to learn to know where to put your mind is incorrect. Thành ra nếu như nói là mình nói thiền là mình học cái cách để cái tâm mình ở đâu, cái đó là sai. That's why you notice, you never, none of you notice, I knew, immediately switched topic to something else but meditation. And mấy người đi chung với thầy không để ý. The 13 of them never noticed that I immediately switched topic. I said, how is your master? Because it would take too long to explain to him it's wrong. Meditation is not to know where you put your mind is. So what is meditation? Thiền không phải là mình học cách để cái tâm mình ở đâu. What is meditation? Please tell me then. Pain. There's some truth in there. Let me put it that way. yes, meditation, God, it's pain involved. That's true. There's no two ways about it. You meditate, eventually you experience pain. Sooner or later. Sự thật là vậy. Khi mình muốn thiền, là trước sau phải kinh nghiệm, qua kinh nghiệm là cái đau. It's inevitable. Why is that? Tại sao như vậy? Why? Why is it inevitable? Feeling is empty. Okay, cảm giác là không. Yes, it helps you. It helps you realize the pain is not real. he doesn't find it funny. You know, pain is real to me. If you do chant long enough, then you understand that pain is not real. At a very advanced level, then you realize that pain is not real. Okay. Mấy người hiền gì không đồng ý với thầy nói là tại sao mà nói là cái đau là không phải là thiệt. Nói thiệt ra cái đau này khi cái việc tới trình độ cao đó sẽ hiểu rằng cái đau này thiệt không phải là thiệt. That's called wisdom. Đó gọi là trí huệ. Okay? Yes. Why do I have to face pain? Oh, by the way, just in case, yeah, we are open-minded, so please ask any questions you like. Whatever bothers you, whatever you disagree or whatever, just speak your mind. Don't worry about it. That's what the spirit chant is. We speak our mind. It's not right and wrong. We just share our thoughts. Okay? And khi quý vị ai muốn nói gì nói, muốn hỏi gì hỏi, đừng có ngại gì hết. Yes, Shana. Yes. Ah, yeah, right in the front row. Yeah. why is pain inevitable? Okay. There are two reasons. Number one, if you meditate long enough, your body will not like it. If you don't meditate long enough, then you don't understand meditation. You cannot understand meditation. That's the first reason. Thứ nhất, cái việc ngồi thiền, ngồi lâu tự động cái cơ thể nó sẽ đau. Okay, your body is not designed to sit there for a long time.
The legs are not designed to bend for a long time. Therefore, when you do those unnatural things we ask you to do, we train you to do, it's going to hurt if you do it long enough. Okay? You cannot avoid it. It's by design, by the way. Meditation, the way we train you, is by design. That we ask you to do things that to speed up your experience of pain. Especially our branch of meditation. We do it on purpose. We ask you to do things that are natural to your body. Therefore, you're supposed to experience pain very quickly. If you're not, something wrong with you. Okay, thằng cái phương pháp tu luyện chúng ta thường khuyến khích cái vị làm những cái vào những cái tư thế mà khiến cơ thể cái vị nó sẽ khó chịu, sẽ đau rất là lẹ. Okay, even if you go to the other, like the Myanmar way of training, of meditation training, hoặc quý vị tới cái chỗ thiền viện khác như ở đằng Miên Điện. If you sit and you cross your legs and the legs begin to hurt, and they tell you, unbuckle, don't face it, okay? Ngay những cái thiền viện khác, tới chỗ khác, người ta nói là nếu mà chân đau thì duỗi chân ra, thì cái đó, okay? That is not meditation, as far as Chan is concerned. Nếu cái việc làm như vậy, cái đó là cái việc không phải thiền. Why not? Why not? Yes? If it hurts, you unbuckle, it's like hiding your head in the sand. You refuse to face the limitation of your body. And you never understand what meditation is about. You back out of a problem. Okay? Cái vị khi mà đau chân, mà duỗi chân ra đó, là cái vị tự động tránh nhìn vào cái hạn chế của mình. Meditation is a form of practice that will help you grow. Thiền là một cái phương pháp tu luyện được khiến quý vị phát triển. You grow physically, intellectually, mentally, spiritually. It's a form of practice that promotes self-improvement. Thiền là một cái phương pháp tu luyện là khiến quý vị tiến bộ. Hoặc là cơ thể quý vị, you know, physically, your body will grow stronger and more resilient. Quý vị tu thiền là khiến cái cơ thể quý vị càng ngày nó càng khỏe mạnh và nó càng sung sức hơn. I repeat, your body becomes healthier if you practice chan, and you're supposed to be more, you have more stamina, và quý vị có nhiều sung sức hơn nhiều. It naturally occurs. When you practice meditation, that's what happens. You practice proper meditation, that's what happens naturally. Quý vị tu thiền, tự động cơ thể quý vị nó sẽ khỏe mạnh lên và nó sung sức hơn. There's no two ways about it. Okay? You expect that. If you don't get that, switch. Nếu quý vị tu thiền mà không thấy được như vậy, đổi. Alright? Number one. So physically, you become healthier. You become stronger, become more resilient, more supple. Your body become more supple. Cái cơ thể quý vị nó dẻo hơn nhiều. You notice, for example, the people who meditate for a long time, you see how the way they walk very softly, very gently, like the breeze. Whereas if you're the first time meditator, boom, 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 boom. You see, it's a difference in the way you use, you know, how fluid your body becomes. Okay? Cơ thể cái việc càng ngày càng tu á, cái cơ nó càng dẻo, nó càng uyển chuyển, nó càng dịu dàng. Okay, you don't have to use strength. Okay. Intellectually, mentally, you become stronger. Mentally, you become stronger because you develop this mental strength. cái thiền tự động nó phát triển cái sức mạnh của cái tinh thần của quý vị. Your mind becomes stronger. That's what meditation is supposed to do. Cái thiền nó phải khiến tâm quý vị nó mạnh hơn. Become much stronger than before. Okay? As you improve, the mind becomes stronger. It's measured in terms of the strength. Mental strength is measured in terms of cái sức mạnh của tinh thần này nó được đo lường bằng về cái gì? By something called samadhi level. Thì theo cái trình độ của định lực của quý vị. Okay? So for example, people who have no samadhi level is called scattered. They have no mental strength whatsoever, meaning they cannot concentrate in a sustained fashion for at all. Thành ra hàng những cái người mà không có định lực ấy, là người ta đó không thể nào chú tâm lâu được hết. Tâm tán loạn. Okay? And when you have some samadhi power, it's measured in terms of first dhyana, second dhyana, third dhyana, fourth dhyana, fifth samadhi, sixth samadhi, seventh samadhi, eighth samadhi, ninth samadhi. And way beyond that. And khi quý vị có định lực, nó được đo lường bằng cách là sơ thiền, nhị thiền, tam thiền, tứ thiền. Xong tới ngũ định, lục định, thất định, và bát định. Và cửu định. Và còn cao hơn này. Way beyond ninth as well. But we're not teaching you that. That is not free anymore. I'm kidding. By the way, beyond that, there's no one practicing, so that's why it's no longer free. We can proclaim that. Anyway, it's a joke. People don't appreciate it. Never mind. So you see, the mental strength is measured in samadhi power. It's not something imaginary. The professionals can look at you and say, okay, you are at this current, either 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and so on. For example, my master can do that very easily. He look at you, you're, oh, okay. All right? That's professionals for you. Okay, we train to do those things. All right? You also are stronger intellectually because your mind is cái trí của quý vị nó mạnh hơn nhiều, tại vì lúc đó cái trí của quý vị nó lẻ lắm. What does it mean? Physically, if you measure the speed of the brains between zero samadhi to first dhyana, there's a marked difference in speed of processing. Is it how your desktop measured in terms of gigahertz or whatever? Okay, that's the kind of thing. Okay, and from first to second is faster, third faster, fourth faster. Seriously, the mind's a lot faster. Okay? Well, how does it translate? Cái đó này là một cái trình độ đó, cái óc mình nó lẹ hơn. Phải không, sư cô? No, her mind is a lot faster. I ask her, is your mind faster? Yes, my mind's faster, she says. I don't know how, but your mind is faster. Nhìn có thấy lẹ hơn trước, phải không? The processing is a lot faster. Okay? So for example, for you to take a certain it takes you less time to work because your mind is faster. You can pinpoint problems quicker. And at work, you're a lot more productive. That's what everyone tells me. As soon as I tell them, you made it to a leap, I say, oh, no wonder. I work a lot less, and yet I produce more. Ching doesn't have that experience. Ching said, Okay. Yes or no? Sometimes. Well, you pinpoint problems a lot faster and you get to the solution a lot faster. That's my experience, and a lot of people tell me so. So intellectually, your mind is so much faster, so much more acute than before. So that means, the speed of the mind is so much faster. So for example, you know, that's when the martial artists, they need to meditate because it makes their reaction a lot faster. They react so much faster. And when you get to high expense level, advanced level, I can explain to you why, but it's too complicated for you. Mà cái vị nhà hàng mấy cái người mà đường bỏ người ta phải thiền, người ta bị cái thiền khiến ta lẹ hơn nhiều, cái phản ứng ta lẹ hơn nhiều lắm, không thể tưởng được. Much faster. You start talking about factors of 2-3 times. So much faster. I'll give you an example. Cho thầy cái ví dụ. A guy who's in fifth samadhi, một cái người kia là ông võ sư kia là ngũ định. For martial artists to be in fifth samadhi, he's considered one of the best in the world. To give you an idea, most of them stuck at 3. Đại đa số những cái người mà võ sĩ đó, tập võ đó, họ kẹt ở tam thiền. 3, remember that number. Most of them are stuck there. They don't make it past 3. They don't know how to make it past 3. It's very difficult. And this guy here is at 5th. Ông này là ngũ định. He practices Tai Chi, by the way. He's a disciple of Trang San Phong, ông là đệ tử của Trương Tam Phong. He's a disciple. So one time he came and wanted to test a Chan practitioner who is very advanced. Okay, một khi ông tới ông thử một cái người luyện thiền, he's the disciple of Master Xuyên Hoa, đây là người đệ tử ngài Thiên Hoa, my late teacher, right there. Remember his name. You're gonna be, you know, he's the best Chan master as I know. That you can learn that whose teaching is available in English. Đây cái người, don't go to Pa Ok, don't go to those places. The teaching in English is not there yet. His teaching in English in Chan is the best. So remember that, Xuyên Hoa, that's his name. And so he came to a disciple, a Van Chan practitioner of Master Xuyên Hoa, and says, let's do a test. Tới cái đệ tử ngài Thiên Hoa, bữa nào mày thử, mày qua thử, who's faster? Who's faster? This is a very advanced Chinese practitioner, let me tell you, way beyond 5. Way beyond 9. Okay? Cái người này trình độ này còn xa hơn là cửu định nữa, xa hơn nhiều lắm. So you have a 5 level compared to a we don't even know where it is. Okay? So this guy here said, okay, sure, let's try it. Never done it before. Chưa bao giờ thử hết. So he says to the Taoist, he says, hit me. This actually happened. Hit me. So the guy, really? He says, I let you hit me, but I'm going to hit you first before you can touch me. So anytime you want, you can hit me. Now I will hit you before you can even touch me. He declared, ông tuyên bố là ông có quyền đánh tôi. Ông đánh trước đi. Ông muốn đánh lúc nào được hết đó. You can hit me anytime you want to. Okay? Whenever you're ready, hit me. But I will hit you before you can touch me. Ông nói, ông có quyền xúc chiều. Thì tôi sẽ đụng, tôi sẽ đánh ông trước khi mà ông đụng tôi được. So the guy says, okay, you sure? You don't mind if suppose I hurt you a little bit? You know, the Taoist is, you know, he says, come on, I'm a martial artist. You are not. You don't practice martial arts. What if I hit you and, you know, I hurt you a little bit? You won't get upset. No, don't worry about it. Đừng có sợ, tôi không giận đâu. Tôi là, ông có thể có võ thiệt, nhưng đều tôi đánh ông, chắc chắn tôi đánh ông cách nào ông đánh tôi được. I don't worry. I will, you cannot hit me. So this guy, okay. So he sit there, they stood there, each other, facing each other. Yeah. And then this guy is a martial artist. He has a lot of tricks. So he stood there, he did nothing. Anh này gọi là võ sĩ mà nó khôn lắm, đứng ở đợi thôi. Không không xuất chiêu. For a long time, long long time. And then hit. Okay? And hit. And just about, he says, just about. This is exactly what he said. Just about, because the Chan person made no move whatsoever. Thì cái ông thiền sinh này đó, không có đụng đầy hết. Ông đánh sắp tới, he's about to hit him. And then, ping! At that point, he says, that's it, I'm going to hurt him, I'm going to hurt him. Because this is, I hit so hard. Yeah? Mình hit trước, mình phải lè, he has to go very fast, he's faster, right? And at speed, it's bound to hurt a little. So he said, oh boy, I'm going to hurt him. With that thought, bing! Dễ sợ không? Thế khiếp không? You see how fast it is? He's about to say, oh boy, and... Lẻ đồ như vậy, how fast it is? You believe that or not? It actually happened. That's the difference in speed of mind and body between samadhi levels. Quý vị chứng minh như quý vị thấy á, cái trình độ định lực á, nó khiến quý vị nó lẻ không thể tưởng được. Believe it or not, ai tin không tin ạ? So that's what Chan does. Okay. Yes. Slow down. Slow down. It's very precise. What you mean by extra thought is very precise. It's zoop. This is how I do it. So you're so much faster. Only happens to Korean people. We are more normal than that. Not at all. It's natural. Natural because your samadhi power is level is higher. And samadhi level is higher. Therefore, you work faster and you resolve problems a lot quicker. And that's all natural. Yeah, it's just natural. It gets faster and faster. It gets faster. And what happened is, what happened is that not only does it get faster, your solutions are better than before. You notice? Your solutions are so much better than before. You don't have to think about it, and you incorporate more factors in your solutions. You see so much faster. Because what happened is, with samadhi power, you're able to perceive the problem with more dimensions than before. Before, like, if you rely on your thinking mind, it's one-dimensional. Or it's A, and then you flip to, you have the X dimension, and then you switch to the X and Y, and switch to the Z. It's one at a time. You cannot see the three at the time, at the same time. Here, this is a that's how fast it is. You see that? So you can see a lot clearer, a lot quicker, a lot broader picture. That's the speed of mind for you. No, it's just like, let me give you the analogy to help you understand. Typically, the way you use your brains is that, okay, you zoom in here, you're trying to analyze, right? And then you begin to think, what else, right? This time you go so fast,
that you go like this immediately because you've seen this already. So at the same amount of time you normally do to go look at the problem, you actually are moving around it already. That's how fast you are. That's why our solution is far better than before. And it gets even better than that. But, you know, I don't want to make you greedy because when you get there, you know what I'm talking about. It's not meant to be talked about. It's meant for you to discover it yourself. Because it's real. If this is not true, then when we tell you, for example, your samadhi level is increased, you naturally see your speed of mind increase as well. It's all natural. If it's not true, you can say, Master Yunhua, you're a fool, you know, you're full of it. No one has told me that yet, the last 10 years. Okay? Questions? Ai thắc mắc gì không? Yes, sir. Yes. Your mind is so much faster, and it's there until you regress in your samadhi level, which is very uncommon. Okay. If you do it wrong, then you will regress. You will lose some of it. Samadhi is the concentration power. You say, and you can concentrate in this in sustained fashion. You will not. It's very difficult to distract you. For example, Tiger Woods, when he was about hit a golf, he was a hit a shot. You know, he see his concentration level, the noise, the wind of the noise, the noise of the wind, the crowd, people. It doesn't bother him. You look at the tennis player, for example, who plays tennis? Raise your hand. No. You guys are really, oh my God. You don't play tennis? What do? Oh my God, how boring. You watch, I used to play tennis, I love it because you see these big matches like US Open and Wimbledon and so on, and the champion is about to serve and that's distraction. You agree? If you have concentration, it doesn't bother you. Agree? Why should you let someone else bother your work, distract you from what you're doing so important to you? Like when you're a surgeon, you're about to cut up, you know, someone's heart, look at her face. And your nurse says, and you, oh boy. Can you see that? Can you see that? That scalpel? See that? You cannot afford to be distracted. The neurosurgeon can go and operate for 9 hours straight. You know that? 9 hours straight, that's not the norm. They need a lot of concentration for 9 hours, sustain it. If they don't meditate, how do you think they're gonna make it? They do yoga, by the way. All these neurosurgeons, they tell each other, you have to practice yoga before you operate because 9 hours straight, you don't have the stamina, you're done. You cannot finish it. They didn't realize if you practice chan, it can be a lot faster than yoga. A lot longer than yoga. And that's our secret, isn't it? We charge them for it in the future. You guys can make a living doing that, going out there and train these people. Serious. You know, the sports psychologists, by the way, who go and train the tennis players, the golf, you know, you heard of sports psychologists, haven't you? Khi mình nghe những cái người mà bác sĩ tâm lý học mà chuyên môn dạy huấn luyện mấy người lực sĩ nữa đó. Hey, Bosco, have you heard of them or not? You haven't? You met one? At Google? What are you doing there? Okay. The sports psychologists, they train their athletes to strengthen their mind. That's what the purpose is. Okay? Because the The athletes have lots of ups and downs in their lives. They get hurt, they win, they lose, you know, they get lonely, they get ulcers, they get, you know, all kinds of pressure, day in, day out, 365 days a year. And so they need to deal with it. So the better athletes, okay, they go to see a shrink. Kobe Bryant. Anyone heard of Kobe Bryant? He has a shrink. Met the world peace. He has a shrink. Bosco, you know that, don't you? Yeah, very famous. After met the world peace, that basketball player, he won the NBA championship. He said, I owe this to my shrink. He made me sane. Okay, so these people, they train these athletes so that they increase the concentration and reduce the chance of being distracted. You shoot a basketball, you know, and your fan says, "Hey!" You cannot afford to be distracted, right? And it's like 20,000 of them. And you need to put them, shut it out of your mind, you only concentrate on this. That's all you have. One single motion. Even your opponent flying at you would like this, you see. A bullet fly through your eyes. That's why you need a sports psychologist. They get paid for that. Okay? All these sports psychologists, they teach you meditation or yoga and all those practices. In the future, there will be a breed of sports psychologists like you, okay, who will be teaching Chan, and that will be the best mind training possible, I assure you. Justin, would you like to become a sports psychologist? No? She likes her games too much. Yes? Anh quý vị biết không? Bên kia những cái người mà bên người tâm lý học đó là có những người chuyên môn đi huấn luyện những cái người lực sĩ. Họ đánh tennis hoặc là chơi basketball này, họ trả lương rất là cao. Tại sao họ dạy những cái người này có thể chú tâm chuyên tâm mà không bị những cái âm thanh, những cái nhiều xung quanh họ làm họ tán loạn tâm thần. Người đánh basketball có 20,000 người, xung quanh la hét, uống bia, uống rượu, rồi đổ vỗ chân, rồi la hét, rồi gập tay, gập chân, tụi người ta la hét, phất cờ rồi nọ. Người ta chỉ biết một cái thôi, là bắn cái bành thôi, không biết gì hết. Phải cần như vậy, mới trả tiền được, mới ăn được lương người ta. Một trận chơi là ăn cả triệu đô la. Chơi một ngày 2 tiếng đồng hồ là 1 triệu đô la. Tại họ phải cần là như vậy. Tuyệt vời không? See, that's Chan. Chan produces the super athletes because Chan will bring you the highest level samadhi levels, samadhi level, samadhi. Depending which Chan practice you engage in, the Chan we're doing here, okay, I'm not bragging. My masters, Chan level is you cannot even imagine what it's like.
Cái thầy sư phụ của thầy, cái trình độ đỉnh của ngài, quý vị không thể tưởng tượng luôn được.
This is called inconceivable. Không thể tưởng tượng luôn được. Okay. And that's what one of the reasons why I said, wow, if I want to learn Chan, might as well learn from the best one. I am not going to settle for second. Thành lúc mà thầy thấy được như vậy, thầy quyết định đi học thiền. Thầy nói, tới học ông này, không đi học chỗ nào khác nữa. That's it. I'm going nowhere else. And after I left him, because he died before he could teach me much, I had to wander around looking for other Chan masters. Couldn't find anyone near him. No one near his level. Cháu thầy thì lang thang đi kiếm tầm sư, kiếm thầy khác. Không kiếm được ông nào mà tới trình độ ngày tiến hóa nổi.
Okay, any questions? Ai thắc mắc gì không? So he's saying, this young man here went to Myanmar, practiced for 6 years, and I think ông sư này, ông thầy trẻ 40 mấy tuổi này qua bên Miến Điện tu 6 năm trời. And he made it to pretty good level of concentration power. Thì tới được cái trình độ định lực rất là khá. And so the training itself, the method of training of the mind they engage in, it's pretty good. But they don't quite understand the ultimate form of mind training. So when we ask them about how do you train your mind, they say, oh, I do this. And I train for what purpose? Because of that. That those answers tell you they don't understand how to train your mind yet.
Thành ra khi mấy ông giàu họ trình độ rất là cao, thì khi mình hỏi người ta, ông tu thiền nó làm gì? Làm gì cái tâm? Nó ở tu luyện cái tâm để làm cái này. Thì tới trình độ nào mình nghe người ta trả lời, mình biết ngay là ta không hiểu được cái cách thiền.
So for example, for us professionals, we can tell the difference between the mind training, concentration training, between Hinayana and Tibetan.
À, chúng tôi người chuyên viên nghe cái cách người ta huấn luyện về thiền, về giữa nguyên thủy với Tây Tạng. Okay?
And then we compare it against Chan, Mahayana, or so sánh với Đại Thừa.
I can tell you, or Zen, or so sánh với Zen, I can tell you, or even
we have the, our Korean, soul, Korean, addict.
And I feel that from what I've seen so far, Chan is by far the most advanced and the quickest results.
And theo tôi thấy cái thiền là cái mà cao trình độ cao nhất và nó tình cái kết quả nó lẹ nhất.
So for example, this man here, young man here, to spend 6 years of his life to go there, requires a lot of dedication.
Cái người trẻ như vậy, 45 tuổi mà bỏ một cuộc đời mà làm như vậy thì rất là đáng phục.
It's most remarkable, rất là đáng phục.
But to spend 6 years to only get to that is not very fast.
Bỏ 6 năm trời chỉ tới được chừng đó thì hơi chậm một tí.
Quite slow from Mahayana standards. Đối với Đại Thừa chúng tôi như vậy là quá chậm.
So I say it not to criticize them. Thầy nói không phải để mà chỉ trích người ta. I say it in order for people to be aware of it, and they eventually in the future the difference, my statement will be confirmed.
Thầy nói như vậy tại vì không phải là khiêu khích người ta, là khinh thường người ta. Nói về tại vì mình có như mình nói đấy. Trong tương lai, cái lời nói thầy sẽ được xác nhận.
In the future, it's funny because now I bring it up. I've been talking about this for years.
Thầy nói là từ nhiều năm rồi.
I said, you know, in the future, we will train, we have a chan training for everyone who wants to come.
Thầy nói, cách đây, this is about 4 or 5 years ago, I said this already. 4 or 5 năm trước, thầy nói là mình sẽ mở trung tâm huấn luyện thiền cho bất cứ ai muốn tới học.
Whether you come from Vietnam or Europe or South America or across the border, it doesn't matter. You want to come and learn, we teach you. Not a problem. Okay. And now we hear, and yesterday you hear a Paok, which is that model right there.
Ngày hôm qua nghe nói về cái thiền viện Paok bên Miến Điện.
It reminds me that in the future, that's what we need to do for Chan.
Nhắc cho thầy biết trong tương lai mình sẽ làm như vậy.
You know, we have a chan training, okay, and people can come and stay for 3 months at a time, 6 months at a time, and so on, and they will be receive training, it will, the training is intense, but you see results very quickly. I see, we do a chan chi here in a week's time. I see people changing very quickly. How you feel, by the way? You feel different, don't you? Since you came here, you're a different man, aren't you? And you find out your mind is faster when you come back to work. You see that.
I'll give you a bit. In America, in modern times, results speak for themselves. There's no need to brag. But in the future,
The reason I say it because if the people with affinity with Hinayana meditation training, like in Myanmar and Cambodia and so on, fine, go there. But I feel there's a breed of people who have more blessings, who want to even bigger things in their lives. Chan should be an option for them. Thành thầy nói những cái người có duyên với pháp nguyên thủy qua bên Miến Điện tu thì không sao, chuyện rất là tốt. Nhưng tới mà tới cái trình độ mà sơ quả là há là quá giỏi. Cái chuyện là phi thường, không chuyện giỡn đó. Nhưng thì có những cái người căn cơ còn cao hơn nhiều nữa. Mà nếu mà bỏ tới mà tu theo chuyện đó thôi thì uổng quá. I feel there are a lot of people who are has much higher potential. For them to settle for, you know, whatever they produce in Myanmar, to me it's too low. And that's why in the future, you know, maybe it'll be a Lu Mountain, it'll be somewhere else, I don't know. But you know, if the facilities are there, okay, we're gonna train a lot of people. I commit to that. Thầy sẵn sàng huấn luyện cho người. I'm training my students already how to teach meditation. And case in point, what happened to my Korean? When I need her, she sneaks out and goes cooking. By the way, after this, we have a small snack thing. So don't ask too many questions. Just about ready already. So I am thinking of the long term. I'm training my students in order to train low level people first. Okay, so they are helping a lot of people. And you know, think about how many places in the world where we'd have a Chan Chi like this. The Chan Chi here I assure you, it's a lot more intense than Pao can give you. Thầy cam đoan quý vị, cái thiền thất của chúng ta đó nó còn gắt gao hơn là cái chương trình huấn luyện ở đằng bên Miến Điện nhiều, gắt hơn xa lắm. No comparison, be a lot more intensive. So brace yourself. For you newcomers, welcome. We appreciate you coming here. Don't worry, you fail because it's very very rigorous, but it's a wonderful experience. Thầy biết cái vị sẽ là đau đớn như sợ luôn, là khổ sợ, nhưng đều đừng có sợ. I think you can last. I'd be surprised you can last more than 2 or 3 days. Nghĩ họ không chịu 2-3 ngày chịu không rồi. But that's, you come back. You know, that's what Chan is about. We fail. We pick ourselves up and we do it again until we succeed. No one can keep us down. No one. Yes, the body reaches the point where it's this is too much for me. Okay, fine. But then the next time you do it, your body becomes stronger. Your body, your mind cannot become stronger unless you push it to the limit every single time. For it to grow, it has to be pushed to the limit, physically as well as mentally. That's a secret in Chan. Quý vị muốn tiến bộ, muốn phát triển, thì phải từ thúc lấy cái cơ thể, cái thân này, cho tới khi mà quý vị hết sức luôn, kiệt sức luôn, thì lúc đó mới có thể phát triển được. As long you have not exhausted yourself yet, you will not be able to make progress. So that's what this is why the Shana, the Myanmar approach, where if it hurts, unbuckle, you will refuse to push yourself, and that's why it's a lot slower. Là cái hiểu tại sao bên Miến Điện người ta mỗi lần mà chân nó đau, ta nói thôi dù có chân ra nên thôi, nó chân nó vẹo. Thì như vậy người ta không chịu tự đẩy lấy, tự thúc đẩy lấy, thành ra cái sự tiến bộ của họ rất là chậm đối với chúng ta. If you sit and you experience pain, discomfort, say, okay, that's enough. You unbuckle, you have to do that for about 10 years before you can reach the same level of attainment as someone who does it in 1 week. You keep on pushing yourself, push yourself. That's the secret of Chan Chi. Cái thiền chúng tôi đó là cứ thúc quý vị đẩy từ cổ vỏ lấy, cứ tiếp tục mà để tiến tới, nổi trong một tuần sẽ có sự tiến bộ rất là lớn. That's the secret. 7 days. That's what you ask of you. 7 days. Nghe sợ không? That's the secret. It takes 7 days. Sometimes faster, sometimes slower, but on average, 7 days. And the Myanmar people don't know that. That's why they're a lot slower. Cái phương pháp họ không có cái bí mật này, tại họ không biết, tại họ chậm hơn mình nhiều. Okay? Yes. And I assure you, I speak from facts. Okay? I'm a very, very cautious person. I'm an idiot. I know that. I admit I'm inexperienced. I admit I'm a nobody. Okay, I'm a small-time monk, and therefore my words should not be taken too seriously. I admit that. Okay, but that's why I realize when I very speak, I have facts to support it. If I know someone who has been spending six years to get to first stage arhat, I know a lot of people who can get there a lot faster than that. I've trained those people already. Okay, without chances. That's why I speak with a lot of confidence. I've seen these people already. And thầy nói là thầy là tiểu tăng, thầy nói gì khi nói thì nói là bậy nhiều quá thì người ta cười, ta cười không phải thầy không sợ ta cười mình. I'm not scared that you laugh at me. I'm scared that you laugh at my master. He says, he has so many idiotic disciples going around and for me. That is an embarrassment to my master. That's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about me. Yeah. Thầy không sợ người ta cười thầy sợ người ta cười là thầy thằng học trò dốt của ngài tiên hóa mất mặt thôi, thầy sợ chừng đó thôi. Thầy nói rất là cẩn thận, thầy nói là cái pháp mình tu lại hơn là thầy có bằng chứng đã huấn luyện biết bao nhiêu người lại hơn rồi thầy mới nói như vậy. Năm này qua năm nọ. Yes, Shana, are they ready? Almost 5 more minutes. Okay, 5 more minutes. Yes, you have a question.
So when you're somebody like an entire environment,
yes,
you can take a lot of physical or mental things, right?
Well, yes, in principle, yes. But your body, for example, your heart is not as strong as, for example, someone who runs a marathon, who practices every day for five miles. Of course, you will not be able to last as long. Yeah. You don't need to sit 3 hours to reach 8. See, that guy in Park, he doesn't sit for 3 hours. I can tell you that. No way he can sit for 3 hours. The way his body, he moves, he's too stiff to be able to sit 3 hours. I can tell right away. It's not possible for him to sit 3 hours. No, it's a lot more than that. It's a thing that, you know, it's quite different from Chandra Park. Chandra Park is like, you know, socializing and, you know, we with friends and so on, and it will help you unwind and reduce stress. That's very, very practical reasons. For Chan Chi, it's different, because Chan Chi is now we're pushing the envelope. We are transforming you. Okay? We are changing your mental, physical, and intellectual makeup in 7 days. The program is designed to do that. Every 7 days, okay? Every single set of 7 days, you follow the schedule, it's designed to do all those things. That's the secret. So far, so good. So, my friends, welcome. And after this, we stop and we will have a snack because it's our combination of Christmas and New Year's celebration, Buddhist style. try your best. My advice to you, try your best. Keep pushing, okay? And you can't take, you have serious issues or concern, talk to us. We'll hold your hands and advise you on what to do, okay? And by the way, I know it's going to be tough for most of you, all of you, maybe not except for Miguel. You also arrange to have Shana and other people and talk to you and take you around town, should you wish to do that. It's going to be demanding, trust me. It's okay. Don't worry about it. We know. And we want to make it pleasant and useful experience for you. as much as possible. Okay? What I ask of you is to give it your all. Don't be afraid. Push yourself. Push, push, push. Okay? That's what you're here for. And I want you to have the taste of Chan. Qi is very, very special. You will fail. No two ways about it. We all fail. Okay? But then you rest and you come back, go at it again. Okay? You take a 5-minute break and unbuckle your legs. This is it. You're going crazy and you unbuckle 5 minutes, and when it feels okay again, buckle up again and go for it until the period is over. Push, push, push. That's all there is to it. Okay? Yeah, I mean, and then we have people available to, you know, should you be interested, take you to Disneyland or whatever, because you know, there's no way you can do the whole full day. It's impossible. Not for first timers. It takes a few years, by the way. It's just, so the first year is that you know it's going to be tough, and you know it's going to fail, and you know it's going to be miserable, and but after that, you will feel better. And in the following year, come back. Next time, come back. And you see, you, after a while, that's when you really enjoy, wow, this is something else. This is quite an experience in life you don't want to miss. Put it that way. That's why he brought you here. Miguel is doing it for a good reason. Okay, yes.
Yeah, but. I don't have a comment, but I don't have a question, but I have a
No. Yeah, it's a transformative. To give you some idea, more ideas. Hey, this is Jung, a student of mine since several years ago. Right, several years ago, I was invited to San Jose several years ago to teach Chan, and so we teach Chan on Saturday morning from 9 to 11, and then he was there. And I didn't know much about this guy, except he showed up every Saturday morning, so I had to teach him. So after 3 months of teaching Chan in a park like that, it's a Chinese park, but it's similar, right? We sit in the open, and our neighbor turns on some music, and mariachi, and we say, very humble beginnings. And then after three months, I think he made it. I told him he made it to Second Diana. Every single Saturday for 3 months. That's fast. He didn't believe, of course. Him. Yeah, right. Second Diana? I'm better than that, he says. And sau vài tháng, ông này tới với thầy trong tráng thứ bảy này cũng tới hết, thì nhập được nhị thiền. And then he was stuck there for years, kẹt ở đó. He went to all the temples and didn't say anything. And then he would come back occasionally for a few days, maybe a week or so. But I ignored it. And about 2 years ago, he came back. He said, "Well, I got to do something." So he came back for a week. Now he is dead. That 2 years ago, he was determined. He said, "I want progress." So he made it to third. I told him, "Oh, what did you do?" Because I ignored him. I said, because he has his own agenda. He is a very busy man. He has his priorities, and he's a big shot. So I said, "Well, I'm just a small time monk. I'm so happy people come to my temple anyway. So who am I to make demands or anything?" So, but somehow, he made it to third dhyana. Not an easy thing to do. And then he stuck there for 2 years, and I didn't say anything until last week. When he came and said, I talk about, you know, how difficult it is to get out from third. And I, afterwards I said, "You are stuck in third, you know that?" And he made it out.
After you make it out, you are a different man. He feels lighter, he feels happier. You see, he walks around and says, how are you, how are you, how are you? You see, the voice changes. Serious. Can you hear the voice changes? It's softer. It's, no?
He's smiling.
Yeah, now he's happy. Yeah, it's something strange. It makes you wonder what he's up to, you know? It's transformative. Serious. You transform yourself. And then you stay here long enough, you become, and you become Hare Krishna. Now, that's our true lineage. I'm just kidding. Any other questions? I go, thakmak gì khác không? If you have no questions, we have a small snack. It's being prepared for all of you, okay, for the holidays. Quý vị mà không có thắc mắc thì mời cái thỉnh quý vị qua ăn nhậu tí xíu cho vui. Mừng. This is what we are. We party a lot for some reason. Yes? Okay. All right. See, everyone who says I can live 100 years? Yes, Mahakashyapa, yes.
Yeah, not Mahakashyapa.
He's
supposedly still there in Chicken
Foot Mountain. Yeah, Chicken Foot Mountain. Chitu Shan. Well, we all have missions. They all have missions. So what happened is, câu hỏi là tại sao có nhiều đệ tử Thích Ca Mâu Ni còn sống, người khác là chết, sống khác nhau. Mỗi người công tác là khác nhau. They all have different missions. His mission is that he wants to wait for the next Buddha. So he says, best way for me to wait is to go in Samadhi. And when the next body, Maitreya, comes out, I will exit Samadhi, present me the bowl, then my work is done, I die. I leave. Okay, so that's the kind of control he has. Let me rephrase it for you. Cái ông Ma Ca Diếp, Ngài Ma Ca Diếp, Ngài nói là tôi sẽ đợi Ngài Di Lặc Bồ Tát xuất thế. Xong rồi khi mà Ngài xuất thế, tôi sẽ xuất định. Tôi trình cái cúng hiến cái bình bát của Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật, xong rồi tôi sẽ chết. Công tác tôi xong rồi. Okay. So, let me explain to you what it means. He's in Samadhi right now. Hiện bây giờ ông ở trong nhập định. And while he's in Samadhi, okay, he's able to know when Maitreya is ready to receive the bowl. Mặc dù trong định này Ngài biết lúc nào Ngài mà Di Đặc Bồ Tát sẽ nhận được cái bình bát. For example, if Maitreya is born in this world, okay, and he is growing up, he cannot come out too soon. He's no Buddha yet. You see that? Only after Maitreya becomes a Buddha, that's when Mahakashyapa will exit and come and say, we're honored one. This is yours. From Shakyamuni Buddha, my master. That's how accurate it is. That's his job.
Okay. So why is he in samadhi then? That's the next question. Thế gì? Hoặc chính xác như vậy thưa quý vị. Lúc đó mà ngài, lúc mà ngài mà ngài mà Di Lặc Bồ Tát mà thành Phật rồi á, trong lúc mà sinh trưởng thành á thì Ca Diếp vẫn còn trong định. Khi mà thành Phật rồi thì Ca Diếp đi ra tới cúng cái bình bát, nó là cái này của Phật Thích Ca Mâu Ni gửi tới cho ngài. Xong đi về nhập Niết Bàn. Okay. Cái chính xác độ như vậy đó. Can you imagine? You sit there and you just like you're dead. And yet, when the time comes, you know exactly when to come out. Isn't that fascinating? At least we believe that's the case. And number two, why does he not live, you know, and why does he have to enter samadhi? Thế gì là tại sao ông nhập định làm gì? Yes. He doesn't get old. Okay. The body deteriorates. Cơ thể mình is designed to last for so many years, 100 years. Unless you do something about it. The Taoists have the practice where they actually cleanse the body so that it lasts 10,000 years. The Buddhists, we don't have that kind of practice. We don't believe in that. Okay? We don't believe it's a good thing to do, by the way. It's an attachment to the body. It goes against our principles. That's why we don't do it. It's not that we can't. We won't. So that's why our teacher don't pass us on that technology of cleansing the body and so it lasts a little bit longer, 200 years, 300 years. We don't do that because it only produces attachment to your body. The premise of that is you make your body last longer. That's an attachment right there. That's anti-Buddhist. Okay? Thành Phật giáo chúng ta cũng thể chắc chắn, thể cam đoan quý vị mình có những phương pháp để khiến cái cơ thể mình nó lành mạnh, nó sống 200 năm, 300 năm được các vị Phật với tổ sư không dạy tại sao như vậy. Nhưng làm như vậy là chỉ khuyến khích quý vị chấp vào cái thân này thôi. Chúng tôi có thể nào làm được như vậy. Không có lợi cho quý vị, not good for you. Okay? Even that small attachment we try to undo. You don't want that. So he's in samadhi because the body doesn't age and cái nhập định tại cái cơ thể nó không bị hư. So he can last for a million years body, no, even last longer than a Taoist. A Taoist lasts 10,000 years. We enter samadhi, we can sit there for a million years. No problem. And then he exits samadhi, and so all this dust and all. And then he said, oh, we're on the one, this is. Isn't that amazing? I heard, yeah, it sounds, rings a bell. Yeah. Yeah, the body is not, yeah. I prefer, you know, like, what is it? The vampire series?
The guy.
So he enters samadhi because he has, the main reason he enters samadhi is not because of the body. He enters samadhi is because he has, so that he does not have to experience suffering while waiting for a million years. Think about it. You reach a level, they don't suffer anymore. They can live as long as they want and they don't suffer anymore. Thành ra cái lý do mà ngài nhập định là tại vì ngài không bị phiền não, không bị đau khổ nữa. Thành sống bao nhiêu cũng bao không bao giờ đau khổ. He can live for a million years, 2 million years, 3 million years, 10 million years, and there's no suffering whatsoever. Is ready? Okay. He has a few more questions. Yes? No, it's chant. Yeah. The breath counting, that's fine. But we have many more techniques. Okay, you like reciting the Buddha's name, like the Hua Tou, like a mantra, there's lots of things. We practice a lot of stuff.
Yeah. But the main thing right now for you beginners is you center in your navel. You find your center in your navel. Okay? Read the book. You know, give him a book. China handbook, yeah. Okay? All right. What else? Quickly. How much money? Sleep deprivation? No. It's not sleep deprivation. No. It's not true. It's called torture. Yeah. We do have breaks. And we have a break in the afternoon between 3:40 to 5 o'clock, where you can do your laundry and, you know, and or doze off. It doesn't matter. The first 3 days are the hardest. First 3 to about 4 or 5 days is the hardest because your body can't take it. There's no way for you to follow the schedule. Okay? Even when I am experienced, I follow the schedule, my body aches and hurts like crazy for 3 days. Okay? They're ready, huh? We're coming. Thank you. Almost, okay. And what happened is that after 3 days, the body gets used to it, and you don't even need to sleep 2.5 hours a night. For example, towards the end of the Chan Chi, people can do around 45 minutes. That's enough. Some do even less. Some still do 2.5, some still do 5, because those are the ones who I get up in the morning, 3 in the morning, and they're like, And at 5 o'clock, the alarm clock rings, okay, goes off, and then they get up. Those are the people who for 7 weeks will not be able to do. It's because they don't push themselves. At first, the first few days, you don't have enough sleep. It's natural. The body complains. But if you bear with it for 3 days, it shifts gears. That's the secret. That's why it's a sort of torture, because you actually torture yourself, put yourself through this. But it's voluntary torture, because if you're willing to do that, your body shifts gears, and you discover, wow, I can do this. I can really do this. So all these theories about 7 hours of sleep, 8 hours of sleep, and so on, it's all nonsense. The reason you sleep less is because you have less outflows. Okay? You don't waste your energy as much during the day. Then you realize your life is so wasteful. You waste so much energy. You sit there whole day, you really have minimal waste. And you devote that all the energy to developing your brains, your mind. And that's the secret behind it. There's a reason why there's these changes. And it happened for 1,000 years plus already for all these practitioners. And we still do the same thing as 1,000 years ago, because it works. Yes? And all these little things that people don't realize, like for example, I'll give you an example. We have all this store of knowledge that we don't tell you, okay? For example, yesterday we went to the Korean temple, and the guy was in a mountain 4,000 feet up in the air, okay? It's cold, and we asked him, "What do you do all day?" He says, "Someone asked him." He said, "I meditate more or less." I said, "Yes, okay." So I look at him and say, "No, you don't meditate." You know why not? He's wearing this. He's wearing a cap. If you meditate, you don't want to wear a cap. You wear a cap, you can't meditate very well. Little things like that, we tell us, you can spot them, say, "Oh, wow, you don't understand meditation yet." The old woman, the old nun, you'll be seeing her in the dining hall pretty soon. She came and she wore a cap because, it's cold. We told her, stop wearing the cap. And guess what? No problems. Doesn't get sick, doesn't get cold, doesn't get anything. You see that? Little things like that, that you shoot yourself in the foot and you don't even know. So we biết những cái bí mật như vậy đó. Nói vì không biết cứ làm hoài. You do it like that, you practice meditation for 20 years, 6 years like he does. He wears a cap like that. Look at him. You don't know how to meditate yet. That's why I don't ask him about meditation anymore. You notice that? The whole time, I don't talk about meditation. It's a waste of time. This young lady here, she came to my chant class Saturday morning, sits back there, hood up. During the sit, during the talk, same thing. And you know what? I don't know her. She looks like Chinese, so I don't dare say anything. But when she got into our chant chi, I said, what are you doing? Yeah. Covering my head. What for? He says, I have a headache when it gets cold. Let it have a headache. But I will get sick. No, you won't. You cover yourself up, you won't have a chance to heal yourself. It hides here. The illness is still here. Cover it up, uncover it. Now your body, your chi is attacking it. We're healing ourselves the whole time. Right? No more headaches? No more fear? Huh? Don't sue me, okay? Something will happen. Let's go eat, huh? Let's go party. Thank you.